almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
Here at CSUN 2018 in the exhibit hall with Arjun Mali. He's a co-founder of Immersive. Immersive, you may be familiar with as the makers of the Buzz Clip. There is now a second Buzz Clip wearable device, and we're here to talk about it. Arjun, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Hi, thanks for having me, Jason. How are you doing?
So you were just showing me the Buzz Clip version 2. Go ahead and fill people in a little bit on what the Buzz Clip is, then we'll talk about what's new.
Sure. So the Buzz Clip is basically a wearable mobility tool for people that are blind or partial sighted. What it really is a small, discrete wearable. It's got a sensor that detects any obstacles that you may encounter within a range of 1, 2, and 3 meters. And it provides intuitive vibration so you can avoid any obstacles that you may encounter. And it's pretty versatile, so you can wear it, you can hold it, and you can actually attach it to the cane.
So I had it clipped to my shirt. As you said, that's kind of one way you recommend doing it, somewhere in the middle of my shirt. And then I can feel the vibrations. Maybe we could turn it on. I know it's loud in here, but let's see if we can maybe hear it. So you're holding down one of the buttons. There it goes.
So now I'm moving my hand towards the sensor, and then the vibrations speed up as I do that. And then if I move my hand away, then you feel nothing, and then...
What's the different levels of vibration indicate there?
So, as a default, it starts at a 1 meter mode. But in essence, the closer you get to any obstacle, the vibrations intensify accordingly. And right when you get to about arm's length, or 30 centimeters away from anything, then you get 3 rapid vibrations at once. And then we have a couple other features that built into the product itself, like an auto stop feature. So if you're ever in a conversation with someone that you're standing in front of, and it could get annoying because it's vibrating continuously, but if you give it 5 seconds and no distance changes between you and that person, then the device goes to sleep, and then it kicks back into gear once one of you starts moving again.
Is that pretty accurate for false positives, so you don't have it stopping when it shouldn't be stopping?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate, pretty responsive. The only time you may experience, if there's movement behind the person, then it sort of, it goes to sleep and then it kicks back into gear very quickly. But then you know that there's movement going on.
I'd rather have it be that way than the other way, where it just stops and there really was something in front of you, right?
Sure.
And also I noticed when we turned it on, it would give the battery level by vibration as well.
Yeah. So basically 4 vibrations means you got full battery, 3 vibrations, you're about 75%, and so forth. And then it gives you a different vibrational response when the battery is getting real low. It'll pulse 2 times very quickly, followed by 2 short pulses, which means charge me now, basically.
Let's talk about the design, too, because it's a much slicker design and much easier to put on and off now, right?
Absolutely. So I'll just kind of compare our first version to our second. The first version was made with aluminium, and it was about 60 grams. So it was a bit heavy, particularly for women.
Yeah.
The vibrational response on that one was slightly different. So it wouldn't be as quick. And right now, it's sort of a continuous pulsing that's much more responsive than the first version. But major sort of updates. Version 1 only had 2 ranges, a 1 meter and 2 meter range. This one now has 3, so 1 meter, 2 meter, and 3 meter.
For faster walkers especially.
For sure. The old version had what was called a vibrational arm, which kind of confused people on how to actually put it on. So we removed that and to make it a much simpler sort of slot design. But the cool thing about this one is that you can actually rotate the sensor and lock it at 90 degrees, so you can use the Buzz Clip as a handheld as well as a wearable.
You can also attach, you're showing, and I guess it's coming out soon, you have a cane attachment.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We basically, we spoke to a lot of people, and then everyone has sort of different preferences on how they use particular mobility tools. Some people like canes, some people don't. So everyone has their own preference on how they do things. We wanted to basically make the Buzz Clip as customizable as possible based on your specific vision needs. So now with the cane attachment coming out in a couple months, The buzz clip would be a wearable for people that want a hands-free solution. It's a handheld for people that want a handheld solution, and then you can also attach it to the cane directly for people that want to do that.
What's the battery life?
It's 12 hours under rigorous use, and it takes about 40 minutes for it to reach a full charge. So if you're using it a few hours every day, it should easily last you 3 to 4 days without a charge.
And how do you charge it?
It has a micro USB port, so it has a lithium-ion battery, and you just charge it straight through, just like you would your Samsung phone.
And it just has the two buttons. One is power on and off, and the other one is a change between the 1 meter, 2 meter, and now 3 meter range. And it has a clip that you would use to attach it if you wanted to attach it to something. Well, like you said, you could hold it as well, right?
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. Anything for the future that you're eyeing for the version 3, or what do you hear from customers?
There's definitely a few iterations that are going to come out with BuzzClip. I think we're going to make it basically a smart device, add in Bluetooth connectivity, and have it basically talk to your smartphone. And that's the sort of what I can tell you at this point. We're still playing around with some of the features. This time next year, I may have another update for you.
Very intriguing. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So the BuzzClip 2 is available now. How much is it?
They're retail for $249, exactly the same as the first version.
Okay.
Except this is a lot more improved, so it's a lot more value for your dollars.
Do you have pricing for the cane connection yet?
Not currently, but it won't be... It won't be too much.
Okay, cool. And if people want to get more information or perhaps acquire one of these, what's the best
you
way to
go
do that?
Straight to www.immersive.com.
Let's spell that.
IMERCIV.com.
Okay.
It's got a full user guide, videos are on there, and you can also place an order from anywhere in the world.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for showing us the latest. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.